Research has shown the acidification of high-moisture grain to improve storage results in improved piglet performance, but can damage storage equipment. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
As part of a swine innovation pork research initiative, scientists evaluated the inclusion of high-moisture grains treated with acids to improve preservation into the diets of weanling pigs. The performance of pigs fed high-moisture wheat and barley preserved using either propionic acid or a mixture of organic and inorganic acids were compared to that of pigs fed grain acidified just prior to feeding and to pigs fed untreated grain. Dr. Denise Beaulieu, an assistant professor monogastric nutrition with the University of Saskatchewan, says the acid-preserved grains resulted in performance improvements comparable to in-feed acidification.
We had a little bit of trouble with our preservation, where we got really good preservation when we used propionic acid directly to either barley or wheat, and not quite as good. We saw some mold on the top of it when we used a mixture of organic and inorganic acids. And why we were comparing the two is we know that propionic acid is very corrosive to bins and anything that's storing the feed. We put metal coupons into our storage containers so that we could measure this corrosiveness, and we confirmed that the propionic was much more corrosive than the mixture of inorganic and organic acids. However, as I mentioned, we didn't get quite as good preservation with the organic and inorganic mixtures. We didn't see any negative effects of some of that mold. We didn't see mycotoxins that those molds might produce, so we did go ahead with a feeding trial. And as I mentioned, we saw that the two performed more or less equal. We saw comparable results between the in-feed acidification to when we fed the acid-preserved grains.
Dr. Beaulieu hopes to look further at how to better preserve the grains using acids that are less corrosive. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.